This is lifted from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, verses 18 and 19. Text is lifted from the NIV version. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See. That's what the Lord is saying. He is saying, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? He's asking the question, can you see it? Not for your neighbor. But can you see it for yourself? Because if you don't see it for yourself, you will never make a home run. Do you see it? I'm making a way in the desert. That's dry, y'all. Desert is dry. But is it even in the midst of the desert? Streams in the wasteland. Where it seems to be dry, I'll cause a flow. Somebody ought to praise him there. The subject for today is going to help us all. How to make a fresh start. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, just for another opportunity to be in your house one more time. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us into a brand new year. We're not here because we've been living so good, but we're here because you are loving, you are forgiving, and you are merciful. Speak to us once again through your word. Your word is our earthly roadmap. Speak to us once again through your word. Father, allow the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in your sight. For you are my strength. For you are my strength. And you are my redeemer. We live now this time of sharing this word into your hands. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And we declare by faith that it is so. Amen. I'm going to give you some pointers today that will help you to make a fresh start. And I want you to record these as I progress through the text. Many of us here this morning have made many mistakes in our lives as Christians and non-Christians. We have experienced many setbacks and failures throughout our lives. Sometimes we allow these mistakes to enslave us to the point that we cannot enjoy life. The devil does not want us to enjoy life. Life as it is short. And the Lord would have us to enjoy life. The devil will remind us of our past in order to keep us from enjoying the life that God gave us to live. The devil wants us to go each and every day with our heads down, singing the same old gloomy song. The good news is God says, I want you to have a fresh start in life. I want you to have a new beginning. I want to do something new in your life. God is saying, I want to do something new in your life. And I'm saying back to him, Lord, have your way in my life. Last year, some of you said, I'm going to grow in my relationship with God. I'm going to grow in my relationship with my family. I want to get more involved in my church. Well, this morning, the good news is, according to our text, forget about what happened before. Let me help you out early on in the text. It's over. 2013 is now closed. We need to understand that God is far more interested in our future than he is interested in our past. Look at the new thing that I'm going to do. I don't want you to focus on your neighbor, but I want you to focus on yourself. Because if I can get you to focus on yourself, you'll leave this place on a high. I find in the text that Israel was being punished for their sins and rebellion against God. God wanted to give them hope and encouragement. He wanted them to know that even though they were being punished, that they were not being forsaken. Even though they were being punished for being hard-headed, he had not yet forsaken them. Israel thought that God would not deliver them again because they had been hard-headed. They could remember past deliveries. They could remember past victories. They could remember the former things, but could not see their future. They could see the past, but could not see their future. But God wanted them to know, even though you're going through a test of being punished, I have not forsaken you. That is why God said, I am going to do a new thing. Help us, God. Maybe that's where some of you are this morning. You're in need of God doing a new thing in you. You feel that you've made so many mistakes that God does not want to have anything else to do with you. You may be feeling that you've faltered so many times. In 2013, you failed so many times. You turned your back on God in 2013 so many times. And you're thinking now that God doesn't want to have anything else to do with me. But Satan is a liar. And the blood of Jesus is against him. I don't care how many times you may have fallen. As long as there's breath in your body, you have the opportunity to get it right with God. Do you have a witness today? So regardless of the failure you've had in your life, here's how to start over. I'm going to use an acronym and spell it out in the sermon that it will help you to make a fresh start. The word is start. And the first letter is S. And beside S, I need you to record, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. We got to stop blaming other people. I got to stop blaming other people for being where I am today. Other people can hurt us. Other people can harm us. And other people can scar us. But the only person that can ruin your life is you. You are the only person that can ruin your life. Bird can fly over your head, but a bird cannot build a nest on your head unless you give the bird permission to build the nest. Proverbs 28:13 states, a man who refuses to admit his mistakes can never be successful. But if he confesses and forsakes them, he gets another chance. The Lord wants to give us a fresh start. We need to take heed to good advice. Once it's been offered, we need to take heed to good advice. And stop just passing good advice over. You see, you're never a failure until you give up. That's when you are a failure. And sometimes we give up too soon. We say, well, preacher, I'm tired. I've tried this. I've tried that. I've been here and I've been there. But it's not over until the Lord says it is over. Do you have any faith walkers in here? Do you have any faith walkers? We must stop walking by sight and begin to walk by faith. Stop making excuses. Let's look at the letter T. Take an inventory of my life. Take an inventory of your life. You see, we are so busy looking at somebody else's life. We are so busy wanting to clean up somebody else's house when our house is in need of cleaning. But take an inventory of your own life. I need to evaluate all of my experiences in 2013. And as I evaluate my experiences in 2013, I need to make sure that I keep the mirror on myself. I'm not going to look at my wife, my husband, my sister, my brother, my mom, or my dad, but I'm going to keep the mirror on myself. Do I have a witness today. Yes, so as I look at this, I need to look at what I have left. You said, well, preacher, I failed in 2013, but look at what you have left. There's something left from your failure. We need to learn from our mistakes. As you take an inventory, ask yourself, what have I learned? I messed up 3 or 4 times. What have I learned? What have I got going for me? Because there's something that is going for you. The devil doesn't want you to think that there's anything left that's going for you, but you have something that's still going for you. Don't let the devil cause you to go to bed depressed and get up depressed and go through the day depressed, because that's exactly what the devil wants. But I say, Satan, get thee hence, for the blood of Jesus is against me. It's against you, Satan. So as I look at this, who can help me? God, there has to be somebody on this earth that can help me. No man is an island. You need somebody by your side. Stop trying to do it all by yourself. Stop trying to walk this journey alone, because God has given you somebody to help you on this journey. You need somebody. You need a friend. Everybody need a friend. And what is a friend, preacher? A friend, in my definition, is one that knows all about you and still is your friend. Do I have any help in here? You need a friend. You need a friend that you can tell anything to and don't have to worry about getting up the next morning and reading it on the front page of the News and Observer. Because you are my friend, and I can tell you my hurts, and I can talk to you about my pain. I can talk to you about what I'm dealing with. You need a friend. Stop living on an island by yourself. Help us, God. Help us, God. You need an accountability partner. You need somebody that's going to hold you accountable. So when you go too far to the left or too far to the right, this person can say to you, you're wrong, sister. I love you, brother, but you're just as wrong as 2 left shoes. You need an accountability partner, because that accountability partner will help you keep your focus. A person does not love you if they see you doing wrong and will not correct you. A person does not love you if they see you messing up and they'll laugh and joke with you and just say, uh-huh, you got it going on. But somebody that loves you and concerned about your well-being, they are going to say, you need to wait a minute here. You need to stop and take a look at what you're doing, because you are going down a dead-end road. And if you don't make a change in your life, you're going to end up in a valley, and I don't know how you're going to get out of it. If the house is on fire, tell them that the house is on fire. You need a support person or a support group. But don't go cuckoo by yourself. There are too many people in this world to have to go day in and day out. And you're carrying this load on your shoulders. The Lord did not mean for it to be that way. There's somebody else that can help you along the way. And as long as you think that there's nobody else can help you, you're going to stay exactly where you are. But when you began to get this new thing, you will then say, yes, there's somebody else that can help me along the way. Yes, you need somebody else to walk with you on this earth. And you say, well, preacher, I have the Lord, and that's good. I have the Lord walking with me. But I need a person in the flesh that I can touch and I can hold the hand. I need somebody in the flesh that I can talk
to, because I know that the Lord Jesus will be there. I know that he'll help us to pull our lives back together and make sure that we get started on the right foot. But I need somebody. I need a mother woman. I need a prayer partner. I need somebody that I can call and say, I'm dealing with this thing now, and I need you to pray along with me. I need you to pray with me because there's something on my plate that seemed not to be moving. I need you to fast and pray with me. I need a prayer partner. And as you see that you need somebody else other than yourself, then take heed to his voice. Because as you began to talk to the Lord, he is going to speak to you. When you read the Bible, he speaks to you through the word. And take heed to the voice of the Lord. Stop making excuses. Take an inventory of your life. The third letter is A, which is act in faith. Act in faith. We have to launch out into a new territory. If I'm going to give you, the Lord says, a new thing, that means I have to shift from the old thing. Is that right? The Bible says the key to changing anything is faith. If you want to change anything in your life, it is going to be through by faith. Jesus says in Matthew 9, according to your faith, it will be done to you. According to your faith, it will be done to you. That means we tend to get out of life what we expect. According to your faith, it will be done to you. What are you expecting in life? What are you expecting in 2014? What are you expecting? Ask yourself the question, because we're in the year now. What are you expecting in 2014? We must stop having a pity party and stop rehearsing the past and get on with the present and the future. Stop living off of what somebody said last year. The more time you spend thinking, I wish that had not happened. The more time you spend, if only I can go back and redo history. You're only making yourself miserable. You are setting yourself up for the same thing in the future. Regardless of what we done last year, we can't go back and undo it. But we allow God to do this new thing in us. For the scripture says, according to your faith, it will be done unto you. According to your faith. So stop worrying about what others say or think about you. Let me help you here. If folk don't like you, they're not going to find anything good to say about you. Before they will say anything good about you, they'll seal their lips and don't say anything at all. So don't worry about what folks say. Don't worry about what, because folk don't like you. Don't allow what folks say about you to keep you in the path. God, you have given me a new thing. And you can talk about my past all you want to talk, but I have shift gears into my new thing. I'm walking in my new thing. I'm not where I used to be. God, I thank you. And I'm not where I want to be, because I'm reaching. Because each and every day I'm striving to be more like him. Do I have any witnesses in here? Yeah, the John Milkman turnover. You can't do anything about that. Stop beating yourself up. But hold your head up. And said, God, you're going to give me a new thing. God, you're going to open a door for me in 2014. God, you are going to make a way for me. God, I may not be able to see. I may not be able to understand. I may not be able to figure it out based on what man is saying. But the Lord said, I want to give you a new thing. But I can't give you a new thing if you keep taking a bath in the old thing. Help us, God. Help us, help us. Help us, God. And so according to your faith, it will be done. And the fourth letter is Aura. Refocus. You need to refocus. If I want a fresh start, I need to rethink the way that I think. Proverbs 4:23 says, be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. If you think that you will never amount to anything, then 9 out of 10, you will never amount to anything. So the way we feel determines the way we act. And if you are discouraged, it may be because of your thinking. If you go to bed and go through the day sad, it is because of your thinking. Change the way that you think. Begin to think on something else. Stop thinking about the past. If the past was negative, stop thinking about the past. But begin to build yourself up. Begin to say, I can, I will, I shall. Don't let the devil get the best of you in 2014 and say that I'm going to keep you under. Oh, no, you're not going to keep me under. I'm going over. Because when you think that I'm down, I'll give the Lord a praise. When you think that you got me down, Satan, I'll give the Lord a praise. You see, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A change has to come. A change has to come. You see, which memories are you still rehearsing that keep you from having a fresh start in life? What are you continuing to think about from 2013 that's keeping you from having a new start in 2014? Don't go into 2014 with all of this stuff and with all of this mess. You see, we have to change our mind and let go and get rid of those painful and hurtful memories of shame and guilt. Just let it go. If folk won't forgive you, as long as God has forgiven you, let it go. You can't make anybody forgive you, but just ask them to forgive you. And once you ask them to forgive you, it's off of you. And it's on them. And if they don't want to forgive you, it's between them and God. But you got to go on with your life. Your mind got to be changed. You got to have that renewing of your mind. So you are saying, preacher, how do I do that? Stop focusing on what you do not want. And start focusing on what you do want. Stop focusing on what you do not want. And start focusing on what you want. Some of you have lost some things in 2013. And you are still focusing on that. But God says, I'm giving you a new thing. I want you to begin focusing on the new thing, because what you lost in 2013, that's gone. But because I'm God, I need you to get this. All the gold and all the silver belongs to me. I own the cattle upon 1,000 hills. And even the hills that the cattle own, they belong to me. So don't you think in your mind that it is over for you. Don't think in your mind, I don't care what you've done. Don't think in your mind that it is over for you. God says it's not over until I say it's over. And I'm serving a God that can open doors where mankind do not want to open them. I'm serving a God where folks say, you won't get this. You won't get that. You don't deserve it. But I serve a God that he doesn't have to ask permission, because he is sovereign. He can open doors where man have closed in your face. God will do a new thing. Somebody ought to praise him right now for your new thing. Thank you, God. Thank you for my new thing. So how do I do that? Preacher, Psalm 1 says, happy are those who are always meditating on God's word. If you meditate on God's word, he says, my word will be like trees along a river that will not dry up. Began to meditate on God's word instead of meditating on what happened 2013. Began to meditate on God's word. And how can you meditate on his word without reading? You have to spend some time reading his word. And then once you read his word, then you can meditate. You got to have something in you to have a witness. You got to have something in you. You need to spend some time reading his word. And then as you read his word on your job, you may not have a Bible in your hand, but if you spend some time reading God's word, then you can meditate, because that which you put in you, the Holy Ghost will bring it but out of you, and you can best begin to meditate on God's word. God, I know that you will see me through. And the more we meditate on God's word, the happier and the more successful we will be in life as we meditate on the word of God. So it allows us to stop seeing ourselves as other people see us, or as we have seen ourselves, and began to see ourselves from the perspective of God. Began to see yourself from the perspective of God. Because there may be some folk that will walk by you and will not speak to you. Don't let that get you down. There may be some folk that may think that they are much better than you are. Don't you let that get you down. But you see yourself from the eyes of God. And God hasn't made any junk. Do you have a witness on today? Yeah, we got to learn how to put our trust in him. And that's how we began to start over. And the last letter is T. And that letter represents trust. Trust God to help you to be successful. Depend on him. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it looks like. Trust God. You may be saying, preacher, I don't have a job. Trust God. You may be saying, preacher, my bills are behind. Trust God. Do I have a witness in here? Lord, I'm depending on you. I've tried this and I've tried that, and none of that is working. I'm going to trust God. Church, we have already proven that we cannot do it on our own. We can't do it on our own. It's going to take the power of God to move us from one point to another. Did you not know what insanity means? I don't want us to be insane in 2014. Insanity. What is that, preacher? Insanity. Insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. That's insanity. Doing the same thing over and over and over again, but expecting different results. That is insanity. Lord, I want a new thing. If my neighbor doesn't want a new thing, Lord, I accept it. I accept the new thing because, Lord, I want more. More. I want more. I want more. I want more. Of you, God. More of you, God. You see, we cannot change who we are. Only God can do that. I've encountered folks that said, well, when I get ready, I'm going to get saved. When I get ready, you're going to get saved? No, no. You cannot save yourself. It's not when you get ready. If the Lord's word, if he doesn't draw you, you cannot save yourself. God, I thank you. The only way that we can be saved is through your power. It's through your spirit. That's the only way that we can be saved. You can't stop anything on your own. It takes the power of God. Zechariah 4:6 says, you will not succeed by your own strength. You will not succeed by your own power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. If you're going to make it out here, it's going to be by my spirit, says the Lord, because I can go to bed with you and I can get up with you because I'm a specializer. Whatever you're standing in the need of, I am a specializer. And I can work wonders in your life because I am a God that specializes. And whatever you need, you can bring it to me. Whatever is on your plate, you can put it in my hands. And in my own time, I can work it out in your favor. Do you have any witnesses in here? So yes, we can have a fresh start with a new life as we began this new year, because God says to us, I do not want you just to turn over a new leaf, but I'm going to give you a whole new life. A whole new life, that's what I'm going to give you. And it's yours, but do you want it? Is yours, but do you want it? God, help me through your power to get rid of jealousy, to get rid of malice and envy and strife. But Lord, help me to be able to love everybody. Lord, I want a new start. I want a new start. And when I get this new start, I realize that it's up to me. The choice is mine. It's up to me. It's up to me. The choice is up to me. But when I get this new beginning, as I grasp it and see it and begin to walk in it, then we can sing with the hymnologist, "Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus." Oh, bless his name. Just to take him at his word. Just to rest upon his promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, glory, glory. Jesus, how I trust you. How I've proved you over and over again. Jesus, do I have anybody that knows his name? Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, he'll be with me until the end. Jesus, Jesus, isn't it sweet to know his name? Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Yes, even though I go through the valley of the shadow of death, it is so sweet to trust in Jesus. Nothing can be any sweeter than that, than to trust in Jesus. In my downtime, I will trust in Jesus. When pain is in my body, I will trust in Jesus. When my friends walk away, I will trust in Jesus. When the doctor gives me bad news, I will trust in Jesus. His name is Jesus. Do you know his name? Mary's darling baby. His name is Jesus. The rose of Sharon. The bright in the morning star. His name is Jesus. He walks with me. He talks with me. His name is Jesus. In my lonely hours, he'll come see about me. Do I have any witnesses? Do I have any witnesses? His name is Jesus. He's my Savior. He's my way maker. He's my burden bearer. He's my heavy load carrier. He's my doctor in the sick room. He's my lawyer on the bench. He's my judge in the courtroom. Do I have any witnesses? Tis so sweet. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Has it done anything for you? Has it done anything for you lately? If it's done anything for you lately, give him some praise. Give him some praise. Give him some praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There have been some time. There was some time in 2013 that I thought that I was not going to make it. The hills were high. The valleys were low. But God, I thank you. You were able to see a little farther than I can see. And you brought me over. Somebody got to be a witness. You brought me over out of my meanness, out of my stubbornness. You brought me over when I couldn't see a way. I'm talking to somebody that's under the sound of my voice. In 2013, you were in some situation that you couldn't see a way. But God, I said, but God, somehow, He stepped in. He stepped in and turned it around. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. Give God the glory. He brought me out. Are there any witnesses over here? Are there any witnesses in this house? He brought me out. How about in the middle aisle? How about over here? How about over there? How about in the balcony? Didn't he do it? Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I know it was the Lord. I know it was the Lord. I know it was the Lord. Nobody, nobody, nobody but the Lord done this for me, because the devil tried to block it. The devil tried to lock the doors. The devil threw the key away. But it was nobody. It was nobody but the Lord. And since I realized there's nobody but Him, I got to give God a praise. When you look back over your life and see where God has brought you from, I don't see why you can't give God a praise. Why you can't give Him a praise for all that God has done in your life. Thank you. Thank you. Lord, I don't know. And I'm not going to try to figure it out what 2014 is going to bring. But because I know the one that holds my tomorrow, that's all I need. That's all I need. I'm not going to worry about next week and what's going to happen next month. But I'm going to keep my relationship with the one that holds tomorrow. And I will trust in Him. And I will wait on Him. And while I'm waiting, I'm just wondering now. Is there anybody in here that's waiting on God to do something for you? Is there anybody in here that's waiting on God to do something for him? Let me help you out. Let me help you to get that breakthrough. The Bible says God inhabits, He inhabits the praises of His people. Do you know that He inhabits the praises of His people? If you want to get God's attention, if you want to get God's attention, you ought to give God a praise. You ought to give God a praise. Excuse me, neighbor. Excuse me, sister. But I got something that I need God. Only God can do it for me. I got to give God a praise. I'm not ashamed. I don't care who is in here. I don't care who is seated beside me. But I got to give Him a praise, because I know only God can do some of the things I got in my mind that I need God to transition. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. And while I'm waiting for God with His good self to do His thing, I'm going to give Him a praise. Yeah, bless His name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take those letters and meanings with you and apply them to your everyday living, so that you can have a fresh start and not the same old gloom and doom from the years past. The Lord says, get ready, choir. He said, I'm doing a new thing in you. And the text that I preach today is the text for the theme of the church for the year. Do you see it? The Lord said, I'm doing a new thing in you. Do you see it? Do you see it?